Well, it is. I mean, there's always that sense too that when we listen back, that our ideal version of ourselves doesn't meet that level of what we thought we would be.
Yeah, it doesn't meet our
Even if
expectations.
it's a voice, which is so crazy. I remember, do you remember the first time you listened to yourself?
Like you mean since I was born or
Yeah,
like
like I remember, I think I heard myself, somebody had one of those. It's a little
no.
toy. They brought it to school, and I forget what it was. You could record yourself saying like little snippets, and it would say it in reverse or go forward or like make all these little weird sounds. I
It
remember the
sounds weird if you do it in reverse, right?
totally. Yeah, like Missy Elliott. What is from that video? It's like, oh, don't, but I'm out yet. Anyways, she says something in reverse. She makes it sound really cool. But yeah, that was the first time I heard myself. And I remember being like, that's not me. I think I thought that my voice was either lower or higher. But do you remember your first
I
time?
don't. I don't. I try to erase it from my memory.
Why?
I don't know, because I have low self-esteem.
Which is so interesting because you seem very confident
Thank
and
you.
so optimistic. And I think that's such a true aspect of everybody, or so many people, of having this sort of hidden feeling of lack, you know? And even something as simple as hearing our own voice can open that wound.
It's like I don't like listening to myself.
Oh, I
I mean,
like listening to you.
thank you. I like listening to you.
And if the people out there give Jonathan Yim some shout outs. He's awesome.
Press the clap button, guys.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, I think that's really raw and that's really real. And it's interesting that something as fun of a, like a little tool as Anchor can bring that out and reveal that. And it's okay to be raw and it's okay to share and it's okay to our voices change too. You know, my voice doesn't sound the same as when I'm a kid. And back when there were those days that I used to joke smoke and let you
Joke
know
smoke.
and have some cigarettes, my voice would sound very different the next day. So it's interesting
You
too.
smoke joke cigarettes?
No, I smoked real cigarettes, but I think I just pretended that I wasn't like
That you weren't
addicted.
actually
Yeah.
smoking.
Or no,
Gotcha.
that I wasn't like actually, I think I just didn't want to call myself a smoker.
You were in denial a bit, a little bit.
I think so, but I don't even know why I did it. I remember the first time I bought a pack of
Feels good,
cigarettes.
doesn't it?
I remember I was at university. I had just moved there. It was like the first week, and both my parents smoked. I never smoked cigarettes, ever. I think the first time I
Both your
ever,
parents smoked.
they did, yeah. And I was always really grossed out by the smell. I remember the first time I smoked anything was some girls showed up. It was in the summer of like grade 7 before grade 8, and I met them somewhere around my neighborhood. And one of them said, "Hey, I heard that if you smoke leaves, it makes you feel funny." And I was like, "Oh, that's really weird." So then we just biked sort of to my house, and there we're in Canada. So there's like dried maple leaves all over the ground, and she's like, "We need something to like roll it with." And all I had was like paper, but like the foolscap paper, like the lined paper with like three holes. And so we rolled up this
Just rolling
giant
paper.
thing, yeah, filled with
With dried maple
dried
leaves.
maple leaves.
Wow. It's like a
And
huge
then
blunt.
yeah, but like it was so stupid. And then we lit it, and
That's
I
so
said, and
hilarious.
I literally, yeah, I felt something. My throat hurt. I think
Oh
my head hurt. And it was just the weirdest experience. So, like, I
Yeah.
don't know. It's all a choice. I don't know why we do what we do, but it was an experience nonetheless.
Yeah,
And it's like one of
that's
those
kind of
Canadian
cool.
heritage moments, you know? Like, this is our world. This is our life. Can we record and up? Oh my God, we can.
Multitasking.
Multitasking. Thanks, Anchor. Yeah.
Yeah, we were just talking about how we go on tangents, which is fun.
That's part of storytelling, right? Like, you never know where something's gonna end up if both people are just like vulnerable and honest and sharing. Like, I had no idea I mean, there's probably so much I don't know about you, but California, yeah. What was that like? I've always had dreams, by the way, of living in a very warm, beautiful climate. Was it everything that you hoped it would be?
It was like otherworldly. Like, it was unexpectedly, unusually sunny. In the winters, it's normally overcast like this right now in Toronto, but when I went, it was unusually sunny, and like the natives there, the people that live there, they were like, yeah, it's usually not this sunny. So it was like sun, and it was, and then I flew over in January, so it was like middle of winter in Toronto, and then there, it is the middle of winter, but it's sunny.
What a shock.
Yeah, and it's just beautiful with the nature, and like the skyline, it's got like mountains, like everywhere, and it's got the sunset, and the bay, oh man, like the water, it's just like...
Did you go swimming in it?
No, it's fucking cold.
Okay. Is it clean?
No, it's actually kind of dirty.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Kind of like the Toronto Bay that we have. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I can't say that I've ever swam in Toronto waters.
No. It's really cold. I've fallen into it. Yeah.
When did you fall into it? Oh, from a boat?
Yeah.
Like a ferry?
No, oh, like, God, like a rowing boat. Like, I'm literally... I could stick my hand into the water. It's like a rowing boat. Oops. Yeah, I was in like competitive rowing in high school.
Awesome. Is that the same as Dragon Boat?
No. Okay. No. This is like Olympic rowing.
Oh, wow. Yeah. And do you,
I didn't participate in the Olympics, but it's like the rowing that they have at the Olympics.
But you're no longer a rower.
Correct.
Oh.
Yeah.
Just like, do you ever, have you replaced that with like another, I guess, like obsession? Like, was it an obsession or was it
No. Like, it was just something my mom made me do.
Okay.
As an Asian parent.
Yeah.
But I mean, nowadays I just like go lift weights at the gym. I never used to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Olympic rowing.
Yes. It was really hard, actually. It's pretty hard on the body.
I have this idea of you getting up at like 4 in the morning and then rowing at like the break of dawn on the water. That's so intense. How old are you?
Grades like 10 to 12, basically 9 to 12.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So you were you just like, I don't want to do this, or were you into it?
Well, the workouts are pretty brutal.
Okay.
Yeah, but you know, it taught me, you know, how to push through pain, I guess.
Sounds like you were in some sort of like Navy SEAL experience.
Yeah,
like...
it did feel like that, yeah.
Well, I was in bowling for 10 years. Yeah, it was not intense. Yeah,
no,
5-pin bowling.
It sounds like a party.
It was a little bit. I was a coach. Oh, I was like coaching little kids on, you know, how to get good form.
How old were the kids?
They range, so probably from, I would say, 8 to 11 or 8 to 10.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, it was not hard at all. There's, like, no real glory, but it was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I think it was, and it was so cheap, too. It was, like, $2.75 a game. We would just, like, bring that.
This was in Toronto?
No, I grew up in Baltimore, Ontario.
Oh, okay. For a second there, I was, like, in
Hamlet.
States.
Yeah, no, I get that every time. It was such a good icebreaker. I'd always be like, where are you from? I'm like, Baltimore, pause. They're like, oh, do you know?
Oh, my God.
Exactly. And I'd be like, actually,
Ontario.
I know, but it was always one of those things where we'd have something to talk about, right?
Yeah.
Oh, you've been to the United States. How is it? Tell me all the tales.
Yeah. That's cool.
A tale of two different lives.
Yeah.
I didn't have a tiger mom, though.
No. Time's up.